Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Desiree Cassell. I'm an orthopedic and pelvic floor physical therapist specializing in women's health, aka pelvic floor. I'm a wife, mom of three, foodie, lover of all things movement and nature, and I'm super passionate about educating, empowering, and supporting other women like you to find and maintain balance throughout all aspects of their lives without pain, pressure, or peeing their pants. And this is the Balanced Momtality Podcast, where we will talk about all things pelvic floor, your core, and optimizing your pregnancy, birth, and postpartum recovery, providing you with the knowledge and tools so that you can feel like the strong, playful, and happy mom that you and your family deserve. Now let's get you out of those pads and back to loving movement. Fill up your water, pop in those AirPods, roll out your mat, and let's connect. Before we start today's episode, just a quick disclaimer that anything mentioned in this podcast is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical conditions. If you have any questions or concerns about your healthcare needs, please seek the care of your medical provider. This is also a safe space where we will be talking about very sensitive but important topics, such as issues with peeing and pooping, relationships, and even sex. So if you have littles around, probably a good idea to pop those AirPods in. But otherwise, I hope you enjoy today's episode.
Holy moly, it's been a whole year of the Balanced Momtality Podcast. What the what? I can't even believe it. You guys, I'm sitting here batching some episodes because my kids are also on spring break as of this afternoon. And I just finished episode number 51, which means this episode is number 52. And it made me realize, like, wait, yeah, April is already coming up. It's been a whole year. I have been doing this podcasting thing. Like, it's nuts. That's just nuts to me. So for today's episode, I just wanted to come on here and tell everybody a little bit about my experiences and journey throughout this whole podcasting, women's health, pelvic floor world. Like, it's nuts. And I am a mama juggling, you know, I'm a mom of three. If you don't know, I have a, gosh, they're already 12, 6, and 3. It's just insane. My kids are just growing up so fast. I have my own private practice, the Balanced Momtality, here in Los Alamos, New Mexico, where I'm treating patients and really doing everything. I don't have anyone under me helping me, so I'm juggling all the things, right? Like, my husband is an absolute dream. He is so involved. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's no way I could do this without him. But he works too, right? Like, we're two working parents and we're doing our best, but holy crap, it is a lot and it is hard. And so for this episode, like, I just wanted to come on here and just be raw with you guys and just say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Like, I didn't think I was going to show up for this for a year. Like, this was something, a passion project that kind of came out of nowhere within a span of like 30 days that I just, you know, I was on social media. I mean, I'm still, obviously I'm on social media. I'm not on it as much as I was, but that's a whole other story. I really felt a tug to get off social media and get away, which I again am feeling so hard right now. I'm about to pull off again. Anyway, I just was feeling so inauthentic. Like, it just felt hard to show up there. And it even still does to some extent. It's a lot easier because obviously if you're on my social media, other than my stories, my posts are pretty much about my podcast. So I just get to repurpose content, which takes a lot of the pressure off. And then I show up in my stories with just any fun case studies or, you know, my own personal journeys or days or laughable moments. Like, it's just made social media a lot less of a pressure. And I still, you know, the whole podcasting thing, I think, is just kind of crazy because never in my mind, like a year ago, I was still like, am I seriously doing this? Because a month before that, I was like, huh, I'm never doing a podcast. Like, that's not going to be me. Like, that's some other go-getter person. Like, that's way too much. I don't have the capacity. And, you know, talking about being in alignment and doing stuff that felt authentic and right, someone else in my universe, obviously, it was a podcast I was listening to, but, you know, she's all about energy and just doing what is in alignment with your energy and your true spiritual self. And she talks about human design, which I think is such a really neat concept that you should look into if you haven't. Human design is really cool. And so she does a lot of business coaching based off your human design. And so, you know, she's like, well, it just comes down to the reality of if you like to write, then do a blog. If you like to create content, then yeah, show up on Instagram. If you just could talk all day, then you should have had a podcast yesterday. And it was just this light bulb moment of like, wow, she's right. I could talk about this all day long. I mean, obviously, here I am rambling about why I started a podcast. It's only been, you know, like I could talk about pelvic floor, women's health, mom stuff, like all the things. I get so passionate about it. It just is so much more in alignment and more authentic for me. So I just didn't even think twice. I just said, all right, I'm doing it. And thankfully, I had some awesome coaching along the way to help me kind of, you know, get it done. So in the 30 days that I did, but it has been a slow grow. But you know, even the coach, she's like, just show up for a year, like just show up at least once a week for a year. So I committed to myself, I'm going to start this podcast. It might grow and it might not, it might be super slow, but I want this information to be out there for everybody. And let's just be real. No one's going to Instagram to learn about their pelvic floor. Like, okay, yeah, they might be like, oh, that's a cool reel exercise. Maybe I'll try that while they're scrolling and barely reading any of your content. But they're not actually trying and seeking that information because they're in a place to put it to work. And I wanted to reach those women, you. I wanted to reach you guys because I know you are ready. You want to take in the information and learn so that you can heal and just better connect with yourself and not feel like it's a sacrifice to put time into you. And that's why I really went with the balanced momtality. And I'm still really struggling with this, you guys. So I would love all the feedback. Because obviously the balanced momtality isn't a super searchable name. And if you find it, it's because you did like balanced mom and then you see it and maybe you're like, wait, whoa, I wasn't expecting pelvic floor. And so for that reason, I am debating changing the podcast name. And I am torn with this because while I do think there's a very logistical reason to do this, because picking a name that is much more searchable and obvious to what I am talking about, I am attached to the balanced momtality, and it's for good reason because it is a balancing act and we need to have the awareness in all areas of our lives. And as a mom, you know, we are juggling so much. And so obviously it's a play on words on mentality, because obviously we speak about mentality and a balanced mentality and having a positive mentality and a happy mentality and like just that inner workings of our mind. And it does need to be balanced. But I think that as a mom, that looks so different. And so the balanced momtality to me just really encompasses all of our health, all of our spirituality, all of our relationships, all of our hobbies, all of our passions, all of our hardships, all of the things, like it's all of it. And we have to be able to navigate it all with grace and grace for ourselves, grace for our family, grace for everyone around us, but also with strength and confidence. Because if we don't, we are just, you know, we are the role models for our little ones. And it took a lot for me to finally just say, I am doing this for me because I know it'll make me better for them. I am going to the gym for me because I know it'll make me better for them. I am starting a business for me because I know that it will mean that I get to show up better for my patients and in turn come home happier and more energetic for them. All of this is yes for me, but I don't have much guilt around that anymore because I know that it benefits everyone else around me so much. And it just is such a community, and I have appreciated every single one of you so much. I really have been so blessed that you've decided to join my community and be in my corner. I am so excited to see what this next year of podcasting brings. I'm really planning on doing more interviews and having some awesome guests on the show. So if there's also any specific topic you want to learn more about as a mom that maybe doesn't really have to do with pelvic floor, let me know so I can seek out the providers and the specialists and the experts in those fields to bring them on so that you can get that wealth of information. This is a hub for you. This isn't just all about vaginas and pee leaks, okay? Even though obviously we talk our fair share, but this is a community and a place for you to learn and connect with your body, connect with other women in this community, get support, get the accountability, get an actual game plan from me built out for you so that you don't even have to do any of the guesswork. I do all of it for you, and it's a plan that's going to keep you safe and get you strong and confident moving through pregnancy, birth, postpartum, perimenopause, menopause, even if you have no kids. You know, having pain with intercourse is not normal. All of these things I preach, I just think is so necessary for all women. You know, it's been such a unfortunate journey for me as I've navigated my own health issues these last few weeks, because the insurance in our healthcare is just, it's fucking women over. I'm sorry. It's so bad. Like, the more I'm hearing that, you know, I got denied this procedure because they don't see medical necessity because I have pain. So, okay, they want me to do a laparoscopic procedure so that I can actually prove there's nothing else going on before they'll actually approve a procedure that's supposed to help me. And yet, apparently men who go through a very similar condition get approved no problem. Like, what the hell's up with that? Okay, like, obviously insurance is messed up, but also just women's healthcare in general is so, so fucked. It's so messed up. Like, I knew this and I hear this on the daily, and it's part of the reason I am so passionate about showing up here for you and showing up for my patients and continuing to preach about vaginas and sex all day long, because there are people out there who are telling us false lies and making us feel like we are crazy and making us feel like we are hopeless and stuck and that there is nothing we can do. And that just pisses me off. And so I am here with so much passion and fire to fight for you. So thank you for being in my corner and for helping drive my motivation and my passion to really help us succeed as women, as a tribe. We need to build each other up and be there for each other. And I am here for you, girl. Whatever you are going through, reach out. Like, even if it's you lost it on your kid this morning. Hello, I'm raising my hand. That was me. This is what I mean. Like, this is my life, and I am projecting it all out to you because you are also my support and my community, and I am so grateful for you, so thankful for you. So please, I know this information is helpful, but also take advantage of the community that I am so blessed to be a part of and to be a facilitator, and come over to our Facebook group, follow me on Instagram, come reach out to me and get a one-on-one coaching program. Let's get it going so that you aren't just going and seeing providers and being told that your pain isn't real, or we don't see anything on imaging, or, oh, actually we do, and there's a procedure for that, but you can't get it. So sorry. So you're going to have to deal with your pain. That's where I come in and I help you manage that pain, because this is what makes me so frustrated. I have the tools to help my body. I have pain, but it is not that significant. I have to say it's been getting a little bit more constant and a little more annoying. So I am pissed about that, because I was starting to get anxious and actually relieved that I was getting this procedure done, because I can tell things are kind of ramping up. However, I'm going to start being super vigilant with my tools, my breath work, my wand work, my release work, my exercises, and do what I know to do take the herbs, elevate. I talked more about this in the episode a couple weeks ago about pelvic venous disorder. I am doing all the things I can do, so I stay in a mild pain, mild to no pain zone. I can't even imagine what women feel and are going through who are dealing with pain 4+ out of 10, you know, like chronic pain that's that intense, 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10, and poor women, 10 out of 10 pain. Like, I hear about this on the daily, and just having this little bit of pain and even being told there's a solution, but then being told I don't have access to that based on what some idiot insurance guy says, even though my male doctor is actually saying I need it. Like, this is so fucked up. This is not okay. And this is a whole other topic. But this is why I'm here. Like, we have so many holes and gaps in our healthcare field, and we have to educate ourselves. We have to seek out information and support ourselves, because if we're just going through the typical hoops, we're going to lose our freaking minds and we're going to feel so isolated and alone. And that is just so far from the truth. Okay. I know, like, the thing that's been, I've been feeling like a crazy person today, especially having gone through this like roller coaster wave of the insurance and getting the procedure. Now I'm not getting it, and just all the things. And if it wasn't for my support, my friends, my husband, my family, like, I would really feel hopeless right now. So if you feel stuck and you don't have a huge support system like me, please reach out to me. I will be yours. I will be your support system. We will lean on each other, okay? That is what this group and community is here for. And I know this episode was not at all pelvic floor educational or mom educational or anything like that. But I just hope that you feel happy you found this community and thankful that you listened to this show, because I know I am eternally grateful that you're a part of my tribe and that you show up to listen to me babble on every week. And I'm just so thrilled. I'm so thrilled to see where this goes. I have so many exciting things coming for you guys. I am working on a course so that you, those of you who don't have access to me locally or can't afford virtual coaching sessions, are gonna have another option. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, let's work you towards those goals and reach out. Let me know what you wanna hear on the podcast in season 2. And to celebrate this 1 year anniversary of the podcast, I am going to give away a spot for somebody to try my online course when it comes out for free. I'm needing some beta testers. And if you are one of my OGs here hanging on with me in this show, or you're new and you would love to get a jump in on this and get to try my online course for free, then help me spread the awareness and help me with my show. Leave me a 5-star review on my iTunes page, like, subscribe, take a screenshot of that review and share it on social media. Make sure you tag me, The Balanced Momtality, on Instagram, and that will enter you in to get a possible free spot in my online course. So again, if you want to be one of the beta testers and get access to my online course for free before it even comes out, then like my show, subscribe, leave a 5-star review, make sure you screenshot that review and tag me, post it in your stories on Instagram, and you will be entered for that course. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. It's been an amazing year, and I am so excited to see what the future holds. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you've got so many other important things going on, but I hope it was helpful and you leave here with some tools to help you in your healing journey. And I just want to ask you, if you have found this helpful, to please leave a review on iTunes. Scroll down to the bottom of my podcast page and leave that 5-star review so it can help other women see this information. And also, if you want to be a part of my community of amazing women trying to balance all the things, great tips and insight and sharing stories and just motivating each other along the way, feel free to join my Facebook group,
the Balanced Momtality Wellness and Support. I hope to see you here next time on the Balanced Momtality Podcast.